Dr. Eugene Maloff believed that a new form of world-changing free energy was just around the corner.
The potential for cold fusion is indeed enormous. There basically is an infinity of energy, essentially free from seawater in the oceans of the world.
Even when his life's work was pushed to the fringes.
I'm an engineer with some credentials, MIT and Harvard, but those don't mean anything because so many people with credentials are mentally dead, especially many MIT professors.
He dedicated his life to a brighter future.
Maloff was the first to courageously and boldly express the truth behind cold fusion long before any science journalist ever dared to.
But he'd never live to be part of that future because of what happened one spring night in the driveway of his childhood home.
They just said, if Gene's dead. I said, what on earth, did he die of a heart attack? She said, no, he was killed. He was murdered.
Everyone had their own ideas of who killed him.
When powerful organizations have people eliminated, they don't do it in easily traceable ways.
There's been a 5 or 6, quote unquote, suspicious deaths in the new energy field prior to Gene's death.
And investigators were looking in all the wrong places.
It's not right. Something's not right.
I saw their pictures and I just thought, okay, and if that's who they say they think did it.
Somebody went to the property and told him, look, it's in bad shape.
From Q Code and Faceplant, in association with No Smiling, this is a story about one man's quest to expose the truth.
He was pushing on an envelope that most people would rather leave alone.
The lengths he went to save the world.
My mom wanted him to have a full-time job, but he was all in cold fusion.
And how that dream caught up with him.
It was a nightmare.
I'm David Kushner. Search for Crime Waves, Cold Truth on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
I mean, this was a full court press from the government's point of view to kill this as quickly as possible.